Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. A special shout-out to you guys and gals out there in the big rigs. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. If you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us right there on that website playing live right now, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. And over to the telephone line we go, and we've got the professor of politics from California, IA, Kyle Warren, on the line. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hello, everybody.
And there is everybody here tonight. We got a big crowd over across the street. And even though the party stopped about 7 minutes ago, the party's out in the parking lot now.
All right.
The Tampa Bay Bucks, they won yesterday big. We'll get into that a little bit later. 41-17, that made them number two in the seed for the playoffs. They go up against Philadelphia this coming Sunday at home here in Tampa, and then we'll see what happens then, because the rubber meets the road. It's for the big dance, to get to the big dance.
That's exactly right. We'll see how the Rams do, too. They even though I think they lost, they still clinched the division. Because the other team lost. That's right.
Yeah, and that's a different story. But
yeah,
we won't be playing the Rams unless something strange happens along the way. We'll see. We'll see. Because the 49ers are in the mix. John, our John Lynch's team, he's the general manager there. And kudos to him, and congratulations to the San Francisco 49ers. Okay, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, some sad news to report on a couple of different fronts. First of all, Bob Saget, who was the father image and the star on Full House, was found dead in his Florida hotel room in Orlando today after performing last night in Jacksonville, a couple of shows up there, and then he drove down to Orlando to get squared away for what he was going to be doing there. But they found him dead. Don't know the reasons or anything like that, but you may know more than I do. He was 65 years old.
He was 65 years old, Captain, and this is obviously a very sudden passing. Nobody that I've seen interviewed about this or heard interviewed, nobody saw this coming, and Bob Saget was looking forward to his tour dates in 2022. He said he played over a two-hour show that he was really happy to. He'd always been in stand-up, by the way.
Yes.
And so he was really looking forward to this, you could tell, and just the outpouring already, even this evening at this news, is really a testament to just what a guy he was. He was a funny guy. He made a lot of people laugh, and even at the Laugh Factory there in Los Angeles now, they've got a memorial out there on their front marquee tonight.
And then, folks, we had a horrible tragedy happen in New York City yesterday. At about 10:54 a.m., a five-alarm fire broke out in a 19-story apartment complex. And it started on the second and third floors. It rapidly spread, started to go up the floors. Smoke filled the building. It was in Fordham Heights in the Bronx. And as of this hour, we know that 19 people have been killed. 9 of them are children. 32 are in the hospital. About half of them may or may not make it because they're in serious critical condition. And it's just such a tragedy. Now, this building was located at 333 East 181st Street, and 200 New York Fire Department of New York firefighters responded, including some that required hospitalization, four of them, when their air tanks ran out of air and they were trapped in the upper floors, and they ran out of air and they started to get overcome by smoke.
Well, that's right, Captain, and we understand that a lot of the people that lived in those upper floors, they were injured because of smoke inhalation, and of course, you as a lifetime firefighter, you can kind of tell us, you know, it's not like in the movies, you know, people can't just put a cloth over their face and run through the building.
Well,
it's a thick smoke can really damage you.
They can put a cloth over their face as long as it's damp,
mm-hmm.
but that's only going to last so long. Okay, and then you shouldn't be standing up in the smoke trying to go from down the hallway to the fire escape or whatever. If anything, you should be on your hands and knees crawling, because the lower to the floor you are, the less the likelihood of smoke being there. Smoke goes up. And that being said, most of the people they found that were overcome were in the stairwells.
Right, exactly.
They got to the stairwells and that was it.
Of course, and one of the things I'd always learned was you feel the door before you ever open it to make sure it's not hot if you're traveling through trying to escape. But, you know, one of the other things too, Captain, this, because it was a space heater, didn't have anything to do with smoke alarms or fire inspections,
no,
per se. This is something, the real tragedy that occurred.
Absolutely, and hold that thought, folks. Kyle will be right back. Kyle and I will be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a great day in the neighborhood, a great night for being around down here in Sarasota and Tampa Bay. It's in the 70s, low 70s right now. We'll talk about all that in a little bit, too. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Cap.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare Specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much. That's Jeff from Sarasota. Thank you for doing that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there at MyPillow.com. Of course, that's Mike Lindell and company. And if you go over to the website, MyPillow.com, you'll see a lot of great products there. And it's not just about pillows. It's about beds and mattresses and sheets and slippers and pajamas and different things for your home and whatnot. They're all there to be seen. And they're on sale at some ridiculously low prices. And if you don't believe me, go over there and enter the promo code CAPTAIN to see what the price is on whatever it is that you've got going. That's the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll be surprised at what you see when it comes to prices. Now, there is a page there called the Radio Listener Specials page where you click on that, open it up. There'll be about 150 items on that page, and those prices there are anywhere from 67 to 75% cheaper than they normally are. And again, the same thing is apparent here. You enter the promo code CAPTAIN, and if you want to call them up on the phone, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Check them out. See what they got there. You might be really surprised. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there's no mistaking this when I say it the way I'm going to. The Democrats plan to stop Donald Trump in any way they can in 2024, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
They also would like to stop what they think is going to happen in 2022 because they know they are about to get snowed under.
No kidding, the red wave.
Mm-hmm. They know that. So about a dozen Democratic lawmakers have been very quietly speaking about using a constitutional mechanism to prevent Trump from ever becoming president again, according to The Hill. Now, Harvard law professor Lawrence Tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, just like an Indian, a left-leaning constitutional scholar, told The Hill that some members of Congress and their staffs had quietly sought his advice on how the Constitution could be used to thwart Trump and others from holding office. Now, the lawmakers include the likes of Jerry Nadler, Democrat of New York, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrat of Florida, Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Maryland. Now, their effort is being focused, Kyle, on using a provision of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment against Donald Trump and others who they claim participated in the insurrection, keyword, in the insurrection of January 6, 2021. Now, why do you think the Democrats are using the word insurrection so much?
Well, because they want to get over that bar, basically, with the idea, because Section 3 of that amendment does talk about insurrection
or rebellion.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So they want to get over that bar, and they want to make it appear as though that they somehow, the people are going to take control of the government.
But there's a third one in here that you didn't mention, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. In other words, giving them support, the people that were responsible for the insurrection or the rebellion against the country. Now, Congress may use a vote of two-thirds of each House to remove such a disability. That's what it would take to get people that are in office out of office, or people that were going to run for office not able to run. Now, the Democrats first floated using this provision against Trump last January before his second impeachment.
Well, that's true. Exactly. And what they're trying to do is create this notion that somehow this was meets the case of actually being an actual insurrection.
Uh-huh.
But my question is, Captain, I mean, I don't think that the mob of protesters were somehow going to replace the federal government, and would they be running things then? I don't understand what the end game of that was. I realize why it was wrong. Nobody should have done what they did. There's no doubt about that. But they're trying to frame this as they're framing it with the rest of the narrative, such that they can get their way. Now, I think the American people will simply reject the idea that we're going to tell people they can't run for office ever again.
This has nothing to do with the American people. This has to do with the power of the January 6th committee, who can recommend, they can use the words insurrection, they can use the words rebellion, they can use the words given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof, and it opens the can of worms for this deal. Now, these are called Reconstruction Amendments, and the 14th Amendment is one of the Reconstruction Amendments that was ratified in 1868 as America sought to find unity after the Civil War. Now, Section 3, as the Washington Post explained, was designed to exclude former Confederates from holding any kind of federal or state office.
Right, right. Well, when you talk about Reconstruction, you talk about unity, I just have one thing, and that is Joe Biden is no Abraham Lincoln. If anything, mm-hmm. didn't he stir the pot the other day?
Yeah.
I mean, this is really something to...
But here's the rest of the story here. After Trump was acquitted in his second impeachment trial last February, Representative Steve Cohen, a Democrat from Tennessee, introduced a bill that would allow the U.S. Attorney General to argue before a three-judge panel that an office holder or former office holder engaged in insurrection or rebellion or giving aid and comfort to the enemies of our country, pardon me, would be therefore disqualified from ever holding public office again. Now, Cohen's bill that he proposed has not become law.
No, it hasn't. And especially in the case of, for example, Senator Ted Cruz, I wonder what they would say he did. I do believe, didn't he?
One of those three things.
Well, but he challenged, I think, some of the election results. But then again, people challenged the election results when President Trump was elected. So the engaging in an actual mechanism that is in the purview of Congress to do, that's not an insurrection, obviously. But it's a very, very serious problem.
But it's more than the word insurrection. It's insurrection, rebellion, or giving aid and comfort to those who were.
Right, exactly. So, but also at the same time, though, I think the January 6th committee is seen as purely partisan. If there is no critical mass about this in the country, there's no bipartisan sort of the general feeling about this. Now, there are going to be individuals who have been prosecuted, and they should be prosecuted for what they did, for the injuries and for the violence and for all these different things that we saw happen that day. But this is going to be seen as a purely political maneuver to try to stop their own opponents in an election. And that's not going to sit well, I think, out there across the highways and byways.
Well, you know it, and I know it, but they don't care because they think they're right. And this, again, is this bunch, this group within the group, because Jerry Nadler is no friend of anybody.
Well, right. Well, I would ask this question too. I mean, nobody would want someone to give aid and comfort to an enemy of the United States, foreign or domestic. But I would like to ask some of these people, how do they feel about, communists who want to actually have that happen here in the United States? How do they feel about those?
Now, I got another interesting one for you. PolitiFact, who is a left-leaning fact checker, swiftly corrected Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor over the wildly false claim that she made on Friday about the kids. 100,000 of them are in the hospital, and a lot of them are on ventilators. And we double-checked and triple-checked on that. It was brought up on the Sunday shows, and it's just not true.
And it's very, very concerning, Captain, that somehow you have someone who's on the Supreme Court of the United States somehow got a hold of this information, evidently.
She read the headlines.
Yeah, precisely. And you and I both know, well, we can't come on the program here and make claims without having something to back it up with. And because that is very, I mean, that to me, I think, would be front page news. I know it's an old term, but front page news all over the place if it were really true. Of course, it's not true.
Yeah, and it's bad enough to come on the program and talk about 19 people that have been killed in a fire in New York, 9 of whom happen to be children, and then there's 32 in the hospital, many of them in critical or serious condition.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly. But it's interesting to me, Captain, because some on the left would certainly say, oh, no, Sotomayor said it. It's got to be true. I mean, and people hear this, and the problem is it gets out there into the big world, and then it may not get corrected to a lot of people who heard that.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back after this break with another episode segment with Kyle Warren, a professor in politics. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the situation with Russia is unlikely to change in the immediate future. This as meetings are set to take place in Geneva this week with Russia. Blinken telling ABC News the two paths presented to Russia will be put to the test during the talks.
One is through diplomacy and dialogue. The other is through deterrence and massive consequences for Russia if it renews its aggression against Ukraine.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hopeful schools will be open on Monday. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Lightfoot expressing confidence that her administration would be able to reach a deal with the teachers' union thanks to the unprecedented support of parents. Kids have not been in school in Chicago since last Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR in a shotgun and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnight from 2 to 6.
All righty. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. And over the weekend, a couple things happened to me. Number one, I had a gun show on Saturday. So I was hurting a little bit, I'll just put it that way, and my leg got a little bit swollen because of the fact that I had to be up on it, down on it, and this, that, and the other, and different things for the gun show. And I also got a pair of brand new pair of orthopedic boots, not shoes, boots, and they take the flap. They don't have the shoelaces. They take the flap on them, and I got the one on the right, which is all the way over tight because it has to be. Because the size of the shoes are a little bit too big for my right foot, but my left foot is, how's the word, swelling into them. Oh, boy. So anyway, I've got those loose, but you can tell the difference with the boots. But they are more comfortable because they are orthopedic. And to make a long story short, the way that the swelling comes down for me is when I take Relief Factor. Because the product itself and what's in it will go after your inflammation, your swelling, the pain that you got. And it's because of the all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It goes right straight to the pain that you've got at the source and gets rid of it. It's worked for me very nicely. Thank you very much. And it also helps to reduce the inflammation and swelling that you're having, too. Now, the best part about it is it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get it started and see what it's going to do for you. Now, that's how you do it. You get started with the three-week quick start, $19.95, and then it'll go on automatic shipping. And then after that, the price obviously goes up according to, well, if you do the math, the three-week quick start, you'll know what it's going to be. So there you go. So at any rate, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Give it a shot by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, $19.95. And if it doesn't work after 3 weeks, you're only out $20. No harm, no foul. But in the meantime, I ran into people again over the weekend. They came up to me at the gun show, and not only did they thank us for being on the air and having a good show and this, that, and the other, but they also thanked me for telling them about Relief Factor, because a lot of people had bought Relief Factor and were using it. So hello to all them, and thanks to all them. And in the meantime, here's Kyle Warren. And Kyle, you wanted to say something about, because yesterday was National Law Enforcement Day, which is why I played our police officer friend up in Atlanta's little piece there.
Well, that's right, Captain. That's right. It was a National Peace Officer Appreciation Day. Well, Captain, we had a story happen in the Los Angeles area on Sunday in a town called Pacoima near Whiteman Airport. And in a nutshell, a private plane took off, had engine trouble, tried to land, and ended up crashing, evidently, onto the train tracks right there at a train intersection, basically, where the arms come down and so forth. And the LAPD responded. They actually called to have train operations temporarily suspended, but evidently that did not happen because as they were going up to the plane and trying to get the pilot to see what was happening with the pilot, they could see the Metrolink train speeding towards them. And several of the LAPD officers, Captain, they literally ripped the door off the plane, from what we understand. Little private plane had already been kind of bunged up. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the pilot could have gotten out on his own because he didn't look like he was ambulatory like that. And they pulled him out. And honestly, you could count as you watch the video, you could count one, two, three, basically, and the train obliterates the private plane on the tracks. They pulled this guy to safety, saved his life at great risk and peril to themselves. And I got to tell you, Captain, these are the kinds of men and women that get involved in law enforcement. They didn't even think about themselves for a moment.
Nope.
Saved this guy's life, and it is to say it was dramatic would be an understatement. And so hats off to the LAPD and our police officers all around the country.
That's it, and I hope the fools that want to defund the police remember that.
Absolutely. I mean, this was one of those things that they literally saved this guy's life, and I just can't imagine the bravery that they displayed. But they really
and the man lived, right?
Oh yeah, he's fine. They we saw that he was taken away, I think, on a gurney, just for I'm sure for to be precautionary. We're not sure of any other injuries that he has that we know of at this point. But no, his life was saved.
Well, that's fantastic, and kudos to the LAPD, and kudos to all the police officers, sheriff's deputies, even the security officers, because yesterday was National Law Enforcement Day, and we appreciate the job that they do, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing.
You're absolutely right about that.
And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people yesterday who were glad they were around at the Bucks game because of all the confusion with this road being shut down and that street and go here, go there. Where? How do we get to the parking lot and all that stuff? The police are right there to answer them.
That's right.
Yep. So kudos to them. Now, the new New York City mayor, Eric Adams, was on CNN's State of the Union show yesterday, and he told the people over there that he was meeting with healthcare professionals to determine if the schools would require vaccinations for students by the fall of 2022.
Yeah, this is very interesting. You know, in order to go to school at all, kids, school kids have to have all kinds of vaccinations, as we know.
Yep.
Whether it be for smallpox or measles, stuff like that. But this particular issue with the COVID-19 vaccination has a lot of controversy, to say the least. So it would be interesting to see if it will become the norm like that. But I think it has to do as well, Captain, the fact that it is relatively very new, comparatively speaking, with other vaccines that have come along, and how long it takes to become an active vaccine, that kind of thing. But we will see if that's the way to go, especially as we watch what's happening with Omicron. It just goes to show that, number one, you could have a lot of bigger problems if people aren't vaccinated. But whether or not they're kids, we'll still see about that.
Now, it's fair to assume that the Democrats right now are in big trouble, and they know it, partially because of a loyal left-leaning Democratic columnist who wrote an article blasting her own party for botching the schools that were closing during the pandemic and called it a complete lack of sympathy or outright hostility from my own team.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and really, a year on almost now to the Biden administration, and even before that, we're talking about the administration, but we're also talking about a lot of these blue states, as it were, and the fact that it wasn't managed well. It wasn't managed at all with the idea of trying to really keep people in business or keep them whole and so forth. A lot of fear, and I think that's really coming back to haunt them now.
Now, what a dope Nancy Pelosi really is, we all know that, but she's proved it again with comments over the weekend. She's accused the Republicans of legislative continuation of what they did on January 6th in a pivot to the election bill by trying to compare those.
Oh, sure. Well, of course, because they can't go out there, Captain, and say, are you better off a year than you were a year ago? On an old thing of what the president could say, are you better off than, that's what Reagan said before,
are you better off than you
were 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And of course that helped to sweep him into power. So, but they can't go out and say anything. They can't go out and say, this is going great, this is going great, this other thing, this, we did all that, we built that,
yeah,
you know, sort of thing. And they can't do that. So they have to come out and say that somehow the Republicans are trying to take over the universe, when it's really the opposite at this point.
Anything they accuse the Republicans of doing or individuals of doing, they are doing or are already have done themselves. That's the rule of thumb.
Oh, sure. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer and the rest of them.
Chuckie baby.
Yeah, they're all keepers of the flame, and they're completely altruistic, and they just want to.
I got a flame they can keep.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, right.
Jeez.
But it's just that we all just got to realize that they're smarter than we are, and they just have to take care of us and tell us what to do. I'm joking, of course.
Maybe where you're at, but not where I'm at.
Well, that's right. But it's this notion that, you know, we know best, and so those Republicans, they're all insurrectionists.
Yes, Mother Nancy knows best. All right, hold that thought. Folks, are coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Yes, we've got some weather to talk about. And boy, oh boy, if you're up there in the North Country, the Lake Effect Snow Machine is in full operation.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
one and only Joe Walsh with Rocky Mountain Way from years gone by. And, Kyle, you remember that?
I sure do, Captain. That was 1973, and it came off an album with a pretty peculiar title. The title of the album is The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Won't even ask.
Yeah, but that's the classic Joe Walsh, and just a lot of great guitar work on that song,
okay,
on that album.
Well, let me start out with the weather here. It's going to be a very cold start to the week across the northern tier of the United States, as a plethora of wind chill products are in effect for the upper Midwest all the way over to New England. Meanwhile, heavy lake effect snow is also likely downwind of the Great Lakes early this week, and it's in full display right now up there in parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, all the way up to the Canadian border, the upper peninsula of Michigan, and the upper peninsula right there on the border of Wisconsin. Now, I will tell you that finally, a cold front is going to produce scattered showers and thunderstorms across Florida sometime later today and Monday as it moves down through the state. And then by Tuesday, temperatures here, instead of being in the 80s like they have been for the past several days, will struggle to get up into the mid-70s, and every night will be in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, we're going to see some temperatures in the 30s, just north of us, about 35, 40 miles.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. And out here in the west tonight, we've got a couple of dense fog advisories to tell our trucker friends about. So you definitely want to be aware of the dense fog advisory that's starting up a little south of Bakersfield, right about where Interstate 5 meets California 99. So as you're heading up through Bakersfield along 99, up through Fresno, through Merced, you're definitely going to have that dense fog. Also along Interstate 5 for about the same length, south of Modesto. That's not right on 5, but you get the idea. It's going to be a little south of that where you're going to have that dense fog advisory continuing. Also, wind advisory, this is going to be north of Los Angeles, so this will encompass the Grapevines going through Santa Clarita and so forth, so you definitely want to be aware of that with a high-profile vehicle. Also, dense fog advisory, this is going to be along Interstate 5 again in central Oregon, starting a little south of Eugene, Oregon, almost all the way to Salem. So you definitely want to be aware of that tonight as well. We got a pretty quiet map, so that is pretty good. And also, good news, now when we left everybody on the weekend show, Snoqualmie Pass, Captain, was still closed, but it's still it's open now, but very cold, 20 degrees, so make sure you got your fuel right. Also, you got bare, wet, and compact, bare spots on the pavement, some wet spots on the pavement, compact ice and snow in that area as well. 4th of July pass up in northern Idaho is 21 degrees. You're going to have snow starting probably Tuesday, then starting in, then maybe turning to some rain and snow again next weekend. So plan accordingly for that. Then also Cabbage right now is at 35 degrees, bare pavement. But
dry
also,
as a bone.
That's right. But high winds are going to be the factor there right now. So be careful out there, and we'll have more in the next hour.
All right, well, the northern part of North Dakota tonight, bitter cold temperatures again. Northeastern corner of North Dakota up there around Minot, you've got some severe below zero temperatures there, as well as all across the northern part of Minnesota tonight. Temperatures in the single digits through the rest of North Dakota, and single digits down Minnesota way, down towards over to Wisconsin, where there may be some below zero temperatures up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, where it's currently snowing, and the lake effect machine is in up there, too. We'll see what happens, as well as the northern part of Lake Michigan for the lower peninsula of Michigan. There's already some snow there, as well as going into Canada, I might add. Now, from Toledo east right now, you've got lake effect snow on and off until you get to just a little bit east of Cleveland. Then it picks up again and stays with you over to Erie, over to the extreme northern part of Pennsylvania, right along the New York line, and then up the New York Thruway all the way to Buffalo. and then across from Buffalo to Utica, and even a little bit further east of Utica, probably over to Herkimer, maybe even as far as Schenectady, because this big band of Lake Effect snow is moving in that direction. Plus, it's up in the Tug Hill Plateau, and it's up I-81 north to Syracuse from just about the Oneida Lake area all the way to the Thousand Islands Bridge. Now, that being said, there's some very cold temperatures in the Catskills tonight, which includes Poughkeepsie, over to Binghamton, on up to Utica, and back over along I-90 towards Albany. And then north of Albany, up in the Adirondacks, there's some very cold temperatures there, as well as the state of Vermont. We do have a mixed bag of precipitation right now in the upper part of New Hampshire, the upper part of Maine. It's a combination of rain, sleet, freezing rain and snow, depending on where you're at, and the snow is going to be heavy, and all of that eventually, when the temperatures drop again, which they are, will become snow. So you'll have quite a patch up through there. Now, we've got a lot of wind along the Atlantic Ocean, again, from Nova Scotia down around Cape Cod. That wind continues down around to Long Island, and then south down Jersey all the way to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and then you're out of that. Now, in the meantime, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Yes, thank you, Captain. At the Pilot and Flying J, folks, they've got the best cup of coffee on the interstate. We think that you'll agree. And one of the reasons for that is that you're not going to get stale coffee at the Pilot or Flying J.
Nope.
They have their bean-to-cup machines, and that means every cup is brewed fresh right there on the spot. And their drip machines, they're brewed fresh every hour. So you're always going to find a great cup of coffee at the Pilot and Flying J. And when you stop in, don't forget to join the Drivers Club. That means you're going to start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. You can build up those points. You can track them with an app right there on your cell phone with the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. Keep track of those points. Build them up. Use them for all kinds of great things whenever you stop into the Pilot or Flying J. You can also find them anywhere by simply using their locations function on their website, and you can plan your trip accordingly.
All right. Hold that thought. And Sony just chimed into the chat room, and she says, Relief Factor works. Yes, it does, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. All right, Kyle and I will be right back with more right after this break. Top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.